This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how Jesus describes himself as the true vine and urges men to abide in him so they might be fruitful and avoid the pains of hell. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of piety from the Holy Spirit so we can remain in Christ always through the sacrament of penance. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of understanding from the Spirit so he can be transformed in the sacrament of the Eucharist. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. At EveryCatholicMan.com, you can also find a daily gospel devotion to help you draw closer to Jesus Christ, just like this one, for every day of the liturgical year. Here is today's gospel reading. Today's gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing as he describes himself as the true vine that gives life to men. Jesus continues his farewell discourse, and that discourse, by the way, runs all the way from John chapter 13, verse 31, through John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus is delivering this discourse during Holy Week, preparing the apostles for their mission after his departure. After revealing his coming departure and directing the apostles to demonstrate their obedience to him by keeping his commandments, Jesus now gives them the means by which they may be fruitful in building his holy Catholic Church. Beginning again with the powerful proclamation of his divinity, he says the words, "I am." These are the exact words that God uses in revealing himself to Moses in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Jesus gives the allegory of the vine and the branches. Jesus describes himself as the vine, comes into the world to draw men to God, in other words, to help them bear fruit. Men, described as the branches, must remain attached to Jesus, the vine, to build his holy Catholic Church and the kingdom, in other words, to bear fruit. God the Father will continually challenge men. Jesus refers to this as pruning, to become even more effective in their fruitfulness. For those men who reject Jesus, in other words, who do not abide in him, God the Father, again described as the vine dresser, will allow their demise, their removal, and their souls will be lost to hell. Jesus confirms the reality of hell in his reference to those that are thrown into the fire and burned. Jesus rigorously formed the apostles over a grueling 3-year period, preparing them to be fruitful as they evangelized the world. Being fruitful requires the apostles to abide in Jesus, and he promises to abide in his men. As he established at the Last Supper, he will abide in men in a very concrete way through his glorified body and blood given to the faithful and holy men in the sacrament of his Eucharist. For men who abide in Jesus, anything they ask will be done for them. Jesus expects his men to evangelize the world, in other words, to bear much fruit, to prove they are indeed his disciples. Those who do not abide in Jesus can do nothing of lasting value in the world, and they are doomed. Jesus refers to the fact that they will wither and die, an allusion to the eternal death of hell. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be awed by the Son of the Almighty Father who commands men to imitate his holy example by being fruitful in faith and charity and by performing corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Jesus promises to make men who draw closer to him fruitful, and Jesus actually becomes supernaturally present in men through the sacrament of the Eucharist. Jesus gives men the severe warning that those who refuse him will be gathered and burned, again, a reference to the eternal damnation of hell. Well, as always, when Jesus gives both blessings and warnings, a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon the words of Christ. Remain in Christ through the sacrament of penance. Realize, as men become mired in sin, they drift farther and farther away from Jesus, becoming impure, and they are cut off from him, just like withered, unfruitful branches die on a vine when they can no longer receive life-giving sap. Every Catholic man must valiantly battle against sin so they continue to be able to receive the supernatural graces from Jesus that will help them yield much fruit. Believe. Reflect upon mortal and venial sin. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 1849 through 1876. And also reflect upon the sacrament of penance. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1420 through 1498. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of piety so I continue to heroically battle against sin and build a regular discipline to vigorously confront my own sins and frequently receive Christ's life-giving grace and forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be transformed by the sacrament of the Eucharist. Realize, Jesus died so that every Catholic man could receive the sacrament of the Eucharist, a mysterious physical and spiritual miracle through which Christ actually abides, in reality, in the body, mind, and soul of a man who receives him in a state of grace. Believe. Reflect upon the sacrament of the Eucharist. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1322 through 1419. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of understanding so I can better grasp the mysterious supernatural reality of my union with Christ in the sacrament of the Eucharist, and so I can be transformed when I am allowed to receive his real presence in the Eucharist. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of piety from the Holy Spirit so you can always remain and abide in Christ through the sacrament of penance. And second, seek the gift of understanding from the Spirit so you can always be transformed when you receive the sacrament of the Eucharist. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to draw others to Jesus Christ and his Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to go further and draw closer to Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find an extensive library to help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has personally called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.